Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining, for being a part of Happy April Fools. Is that how you say it? Do you wish someone a happy April Fools? Happy April 1? Happy we're moving into spring? Happy we're moving on? Girl, I know there's so much happening and shaking down. And it's interesting because I don't know if y'all feel the same way, but I almost feel drawn to bring to the table every perspective, every topic that I've heard coming up, right? Talking to my family today, talking to my neighbors to the left, to the right, across, even behind, with 6 feet apart, of course. And everyone has a different perspective because so many different things matter to us that may not matter to someone else, right? So how we look at things is the filter that surfaces when you're talking to someone about what's going on. So I just first want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part. I wish you health and abundance and security during this time because there is so much going on. And it's not even day to day. It's hour to hour sometimes that comes up for us that we can't quite get around. And just when we feel secure, then something else comes through. Not to mention what we have shaken down in our own personal life. We can talk about that a little bit later. So again, thank you for joining New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio. You are on listening to Talking with Tina. I am your grateful host, Tina C. Y'all can find out more about me. Here's my pitch. Y'all can find out more about me at www.ihearTarot.com. That's www.ihearTarot.com. That's my handle, my social media handle. So if you want to look me up on Facebook, Instagram, that's where it's at these days. IHEARTAROT. And of course, you can find me at 23497TAROT, 23497TAROT. You can shoot me a text or give me a call. Speaking of calls, our call-in number is 760-888-5700, 760-888-5700. I always say trust your question. Trust your intuition, trust your gut feeling. I was just talking with someone and we were talking about a reading and he said, well, I hope I do it the right way. I hope I come to the table the right way. There is no wrong way. When you're going inward and you're asking questions, that's what is the right way. When you trust yourself, you trust your question and let everything open up in front of you, right? I mean, there kind of is a wrong way to open up a mat. But most of the time, when you open it, whether it's unfolding it or rolling it out, you know how to open that map. It's how you look at it, how you decide where you're going to look first, and then move from there. So you got to trust yourself. You know how to ask the questions. Again, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. Y'all, it is April 1st, 2020. Doesn't it feel like we were just talking about moving into 2020? Now we're past a quarter of the year in. We're going to talk about that too, right? It is about 8:04 if you're mountain time, 7:04 if you're on the West Coast, 9:04 if you're central, and if you want to stay up, get wild and wacky with us on the East Coast, 10:04. Thank you for being here. We are going to talk about how to raise your vibration. It's all about awareness, right? If one thing lands with you, that is why I'm here. If I can support with something maybe that you didn't even realize was shaken down, that is why I'm here. We're going to use the tarot cards to see what's going on around you, any questions you may have. Everything is on the table. We're also going to talk about what the number 5 means, right? So a little bit of numerology. We're going to take the 4 and then the 1, which brings us to April 1st, and we're going to speak on that 5. Rarely does it feel like, y'all, we see that number 5 on our show, but we're going to talk about that, and we're going to veer off a little bit. And then we're going to talk about everything else that's shaken down. But first and foremost, it's what's going on with you, right? That's why I'm here to support. So don't feel like you can't ask a certain question, and don't feel like we can't work through it, because that's what we get to do. So that being said, Laura, my love, are you there on hold?
Hi, Tina.
Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am doing well. You're doing well. Happy, healthy, everyone. Happy, healthy in your world?
Yes. Thank you.
Good. Thank You're welcome, my love. Yeah. What's on your mind?
I had a Skype interview yesterday for a remote opportunity contract. Mm-hmm. And then there are two other possibilities for an interview. One is through a guy named Tony, and the mm-hmm. other is through a guy named Mark. And okay. I wonder if you see me getting the job I had the Skype interview with yesterday, or one of these two opportunities, either through Mark or through Tony, or something completely different.
Okay, so let's look and just get a high level of how your Skype interview went yesterday, and then we can just get a high level of what might come together with Tony and then with Mark.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
definitely. So let's see. I'm going to lay the cards out for all three scenarios and see what they want to say, and we can speak on that. Okay. So give me just a moment here. Okay. So I'm going to speak. Can you hear me okay, Laura?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to speak on the Skype interview that you just had. A couple things are going through. One of them is it almost feels like the person that you interviewed with is really creative. So they might have even come through with a little more scattered or not as squared off. So you could kind of plug in like more of like a mix and match. So it just comes through as you might feel a little insecure about it because they almost come through as wanting to do everything right now, even though there's a little bit more to do. It just feels like they're coming through as a little scattered. I do see that being an option for you, my love, but it almost feels like ultimately the requirements that come along with it are not totally what you're really feeling right now. Do you follow?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, good. So stick with that, my love, because it almost, and I'll share this card with you, not to be scary, but the Devil card is surfacing, and whenever we see that card, but especially for what you've got going on, it just feels like there's something that it almost like pokes out from the ground, and you trip over it, and then you realize it's a whole tree that you didn't see, right, and that was just the root. So it's almost like it could be something small that doesn't make a difference for you, or it could be something big enough that it really makes a big difference for you. But right now you're kind of laser focused, and so you just don't see it at first. So trust your intuition on that. Don't feel like it's you not being right for something. Just trust maybe it's not that being right for you right now. Do you follow?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's look at Tony first. Now, these are two opportunities that are coming up for you, you said?
Well, these are two recruiters that have submitted my resume to clients. And they're in the process of waiting to hear back from the clients.
Oh, okay. That helps me. Okay. So you're wanting to see maybe how the client's going to feel about you, and then second to that, if you're going to get a call, and then more to that, if you're going to get an interview.
Yes.
Okay. So let's look at it high level first, and then maybe we can expand, but let me see first, Laura, what they want to see about Tony and who he has in mind, and then Mark and who he has in mind. But let me just look at that first. Okay, so I'm going to look a little bit more into this. That's kind of why I was hesitating a second ago, because I feel like it's going to go deeper, and it already is. There's more to both with what they have going on. So hold on a second here, my love. Tony and then Mark. So I'll tell you what, Laura. Tony almost comes through as, I'm not going to say novice per se, but he almost comes through as he's still building relationships with people and relationships with clients. And it could almost be that this client is someone that's new to him, or he's almost kind of connected to them through someone else. Does that make sense? So not an immediate connection, but he can get back there.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm good at being bad. So we can go a little bit deeper, but let me see. Mark, my love, this relationship and this has a little bit more substance to it. I'll tell you that. It does look like there's new connections there, but this is good. It feels fresh. It feels like there's opportunity. It feels like there's a little more collaboration going on behind the scenes and what could be going on for you too. So it does, not that Mark is any less, but it just feels, or a Tony rather, but Mark just feels like he's got a little more substance and relationship and good fit and collaboration, which you kind of want at this point.
Yeah, and Mark has, so Mark and had initially said something about there's a possibility maybe of bringing me on permanent with the company. Mm-hmm. Or bringing me on as a contractor for a particular client. One of the clients pushed it off because of the virus. The mm-hmm. other client, they actually have personnel from this company already embedded there at the site. Mm-hmm. So I interviewed with her, one of the women that works there. She thought of me after our interview. She thought of me for a role that they need filled at the client site. Mm-hmm. So they submitted my resume to the client. So they already have a relationship with the client because they have mm-hmm. people there already on site.
Mhm. Mhm. So, and it feels good for you. Let me see if there's anything else that wants to come through on that, because like I said, I'm not getting a no-go with Tony, but I am just getting a little bit more with Mark. I'll tell you what, my love. So let me ask you this. I know you said there's kind of different opportunities and you would play a different role. Is one of those like significantly different as far as location, or would you be at the same location every time, just in a different role? Because I'm getting a lot of twos, and so they're saying it could go one way or the other, and I'm getting a hanged man, which means there's still ultimately a decision that remains to be decided.
Well, the one with Tony would be at the same location. The mm-hmm. one with Mark, if they were to bring me on in a permanent role, for instance, that would switch up because they're a consulting firm. So that would switch up from time to time because I would go from one client to another. But I would be, if I got hired as a contractor with this firm, then I would probably be at one site temporarily until the next client had another opportunity. I would like to get a permanent position with them, but mm-hmm. I would be okay if it was a contractor for now.
To start, yes. So I'll tell you, again, it's what I was getting before, and even as we keep talking, I'm seeing the same thing. I just feel like there's a lot of, like I said, stability and substance around Mark and his connections. So it feels pretty good. It does feel like there's a little bit of uncertainty there, but it just feels like more of kind of how they're trying to work things out. But this feels pretty solid, my love. When did you say the interview is? Or you don't know yet?
I don't know yet because he was trying to get this worked out. And I think with the virus and everything, everything's kind of been pushed back a little bit. They saw me, there were like three possible client sites where they could see my experience being a benefit for them. So then Mark said, well, maybe we could bring you on permanently too. That might be an option. So I think they're exploring that.
Okay, good. Thank you for saying that, because three, as you were talking, I pulled a few more cards and three came up, and that kind of matches with what you're saying. And I'll tell you what, team I love, I don't usually read, as you know, a lot for dates and time, because time is more, you know, vertical than horizontal, right? It's more event-based. But I do see a lot of 5 and 8 for you, which could also have to do with, you know, by April or May, rather, everything shakes down and starts kind of start moving, and then by August, it's set. Right. So I wouldn't be surprised, my love. It feels like, again, from now until August, it might feel a little high and low for you, but it does feel like it's already kind of starting to come together and will be solid by the summer. So I know it's difficult to keep looking. Yeah, I know it's like heartache every time you go online and, you know, have these interviews or meet someone. But you're doing the right thing. This feels pretty solid. But regardless, it does feel by summer you're going to be set. Yeah, it's interesting because they're giving you, like, I'm getting the vision of, like, adobe or stone or something like that that's coming through for you, where the sun is where it's at for you and recharge. So it's about time. It's about time for you, my love, but feels pretty secure for you by summer. You'll be set.
Oh, good. Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, you're welcome, my love. You take care. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Thank you so much. And you take and stay safe, okay?
Thanks. You too. You take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right, my loves. Don't forget, trust your intuition. Trust your questions. 760-888-5700 is our call-in number for tonight. If you want to catch up with me, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. Or you can find out more about me at www.ihearTarot. Okay, y'all, let's talk about what's going on. You know, there's so many different variations, versions, expectations, understandings of what's going on right now, right? I'm referring to this time as life's intermission. I can't even imagine when we've had this in the past. It's been decades. It's been years, right? Maybe the Spanish flu was the last time. But look at where we are today with the ability to stay tuned in and connected to those around us, right? So it's interesting because going out, taking out the trash, whatever we've got going on, even though it's the most simple and mundane, can be so extravagant if you're able to connect with your neighbor. So again, if you just imagine an intermission, maybe you have to rush to the restroom. Maybe you want to hang out in the lobby. Maybe you want to go get a breath of fresh air in the front. But this is your chance, your opportunity to decide. Right? And most of the time, we feel like life is lifing. But this is where we get to be home. This is where we get to connect. This is also where we get to ask. And I'm going to speak for myself. It is not the easiest thing to ask. I'll be honest, y'all. It is difficult for me to ask you to hold a door open so I can walk through it if I'm carrying something. So this is a time and place where we get to really kind of see ourselves and how we're responding to this, and change it, right? It's not like you have to act like you're recreating and changing the world that you live in, but you can. ship your response to it. So we're going to talk about the number 5 today, right? So here's the thing with the numerology. If you've tuned in before, or maybe it's your first time, the way it works with numerology is every number, usually the primary numbers is how it works with me, has an energy and has a vibration, right? So my analogy is Monday morning at 8:30 does not have the same vibration and energy as Friday at 5:30. Monday at 8:30 does not have the same vibration as Monday at 5:30, right? You follow where I'm going with this? And so when we look at the number, we're going to combine the date and the month and the day, we come up with a number 5. And I'll tell you what. Tarot and 5 really has a different energy than numerology and 5. 5 in numerology is all about dynamic. And we love that idea, right? But it's all about being unpredictable, right? So when you look at dynamic, that's more creative, but that's also something that can't be boxed in. So there's a little bit of energy, and we're seeing that right now because we think we know where it's going. We think we know where we want it to go, but at the end of the day, we can't be sure where it goes. That's where 5 is leaving us, right? We're in a new month. We're in a new century. We're in a new decade. All of this is shaken down for us, not to mention the health scare that we have going on, the pandemic, worldwide, right? 5 is about being in motion. It's about the need to change. And if that isn't what's shaken down, I don't know what is. But here's the thing. When things happen this quickly, it's not like there's a lot of explanation. It's not like there's a lot of collaboration. It's a lot of reaction, right? The 5 can go into something, I got it, and they veer off, and you have no idea what they're going for or where they're going. It can be tough with 5 because we see something happening, but we're not connected, right? And it can be, 5 can also be the kind of person that knows what they want, but it doesn't necessarily jive with what everyone else wants or even what the team wants. So 5 can be tough. And we're going to expand a little bit more on that. But I do believe we have another caller on standby. My love, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Talking with Tina. Who's this?
Hey, Tina. This is Gina.
Gina, my love, how are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
I am doing well. Hopefully you're healthy, family's healthy, everyone's good.
Yes, same. Yes.
Good.
And I hope you are doing, you're the same as well.
We are the same, and our neighbors, everyone is good over here. So thank you for asking. Yes, most important, my love. So, what's on your mind?
This is a love question. So I was dealing with this guy kind of on and off that maybe over a year. But I broke it. I like cut it off like sometime in November because I don't know. It's just something. I don't know. We were just on different pages, I guess, or whatever. So it seemed like now that this coronavirus has started, so I reached out and texted him because I want to make sure he's okay and his kids. I just want to make sure he was okay. So, and then I was like, okay, he reached out and we talked to each other on the phone. And it's like now it's kind of like we profess our, I guess, love in a crazy way. It seemed like the separation did something to him, especially. To me, mm-hmm. I don't know, but I just want to see where is, you know, where his head at, like, mm-hmm. or where this going, if it is something, or this mm-hmm. just more of a standstill.
Okay, so let's look at it like this, Gina, my love. Let's look at, I almost feel like we should look at it where he is right now, where this relationship or where this connection can go, like what's around that.
Yes.
And then maybe even, okay, let's look at that. So
Okay.
And you know, my love, if somebody else comes up too, we can look at that. But let's look at first what he's got going on, okay? And then let's look at the relationship. Okay. 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 So I flipped a few cards here. Let me walk through those first, and then we can flip a few more. So for him, my love, it does feel like, Gina, he has let something go. He has been holding something, and it's more of kind of his fire, passion, who he is, that he's really let go of something. So it almost feels like not even a chip on his shoulder, but some kind of perspective or maybe a blinder is gone. So he's definitely open to something new. So maybe a hang-up he had before, he's like, this isn't working, and it's gone. I will tell you, though, my love, and I feel like you're sensing this, which is why you might be asking, it does feel like there might be one or two hang-ups that still exist for him that maybe he's not vocalizing, but you've always kind of felt or sensed. Do you follow?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it feels like, to be honest with you, my love, it feels like it's still there. He's still in the decision-making process, but the good news is he's got stuff on the table. It's not like he's resisting and saying, no, I'm good. He's like, okay, let's talk about this. And that's helpful. It also feels like as far as the vote, okay, good. You follow. Because what I was going to say next was what he's got going on now is now that he's looking at the table, he's like, well, I kind of want this. I kind of want that, you know. And so that's there too. So instead of getting stuck on, no, I don't have a problem, now he's like, well, here are my problems, but I also want this. So he's putting more on the table, so there's more to work with, and there's more honesty. At least for you, you can get more from him, even if he's not telling you hang-ups, but you can sense it from the conversation, from his words, and from the energy, right?
Yes,
so it,
definitely.
Yeah, it definitely, it definitely feels like he's ready to talk. Okay, so the reason I'm kind of slowing down my love is because I'm flipping some more cards, and let me see. The moment we start talking about him... okay. So the way it's looking right now for you, Gina, my love, and I know you asked about this long term. And when you say long term, you're thinking long term, family, connection, marriage, living together, all that good stuff, right?
I mean, if it can lead to that. I mean, I'm not, it's because I know of the situation he's in. So
okay.
I'm willing, not saying I'm willing to wait, it's just I know what he's going through right now because he's with someone else, and that's why I know what that hang up is, and he has kids by her too, and it's kind of complicated over there, and so that's why that's when you hit that on the head with that. I like I know that, and that's okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, and thank you for being so honest. That. Something makes a clearer reading. So here's the thing, and that's where we're just going. It does feel like it's gonna happen pretty quickly, where y'all are gonna be like, almost like, wow, this is really working. This is really coming together. And then Gina, it's gonna almost not stop, but some of the issues that have been issues are gonna come up again, and they're gonna be a little more difficult to get past because they're pretty solid. Right? So it's like you can think under a wall, maybe around it, but that wall is still there and you're going to keep coming up against it, right? For him, my love, it is going to be about some decision-making. I will tell you, and I know you didn't really ask too much more about him, but it does feel like he's in that space and he's willing to let some stuff go and he wants it to be done. And that's different than fighting the fight. It's knowing when to lay it down and keep moving. There's a big difference between that, right? And so it almost feels like his awareness is more open, where he doesn't need to keep fighting that fight. You know, it's sometimes it is a win to say, I give. And it almost feels like that's where he is. But there's some things that he has to keep in place. I also get him to be really goal-oriented, and it feels like that's surfacing for him too, wanting to have more for himself, more stability, something for the future, finances, all that stuff is starting to surface for him now too. So it almost feels like even just for him as an individual, his world, he's wanting to shift it and have more, do more, be more, all that good stuff. And that comes with relationship, right?
Right.
He also comes through as really loving and really passionate. And it feels like his passion is surfacing again too. It almost feels like he's like had his head down, doing. Now his passion surfacing again. He's like, wait a second, this is what I want to do. And you're a part of that, my love. So,
oh,
Yeah.
Yeah, because, and that's so funny because it seemed like it took the separation for him to, like, realize, like, I really miss you. Like, you know, I know I wasn't doing right. I know this and that. And he didn't like how I ended it. Like, I kind of ghosted him, which I don't think I did, but he think I ghosted him. It's just I couldn't do that anymore with him. And I knew I was falling for him. And I said, you know what, let me just fall back and just let him do him with the lady he's with, because it's really complicated, because even though he's with her and he lives with her and have the kids, but he's, I mean, engaged. And trust me, I did not want it to go this way. I didn't. And I'm pretty sure I think he didn't want it for it to go this way either. Mm-hmm. It just happened. And it's like, oh, my gosh, like, what to do? So, and I told him, I said, you don't have to make a decision. You just let it just be one day at a time, you know, and see if it goes somewhere, it will. If not, because, and I'm fine with that, you know, but I just wanted him to know where I stand as far as my feelings for you, because it seemed like I had to tell him that for him to open up, which is weird. I'm like, oh, I got to do this. Okay, I'm going to tell you how I feel. And now he's opening up to me now. So what you're saying is it makes a lot of sense. And I know the decision-making, you know, how it affect the kids. If he decides to, you know, be with me, you know, it'll mess the whole family dynamic over there if it had to be with me. And I know he got to put that in perspective. And like you said, with money, you know, if it had to be taking care of his kids and stuff like that, and, you know, trying to take care of me, that's a lot, you know. So I understand that. And I have kids, too. So, I mean, it's not just, yeah.
It's not just one thing. It's not just one thing. And I'll tell you what, my love, one of the things that came through for you, a couple of things came through, but let me start with this. One of the first things that comes through, my love, is he comes through as fire and you come through as air, and you can support that, and you do, right? And he can go as big, but you can also pull back. When you pull back, it goes a little bit smaller for him, and that's what he's noticing, right, is what you and how you do bring to his life, right? You're also, you're energetic, you're passionate, driven, outspoken. I mean, so of course he misses you, right? But what's also coming through for him, and this is a tough part, my love, and this is, again, part of, again, why I'm kind of, your analogy is air, is because when you back off and you just let it be still, the same things are coming up for him. And he does. He's got some decision-making to do, my love. And whether or not you came into his world sooner or later, those decisions would still have to happen. You almost give him a little bit of an ease with that, right? Because he does come through with feeling wrong with his decisions. He comes through as feeling like he's bailing. He comes through as making bad or wrong decisions. And, you know, it's funny when we look at relationships, and even though he's in one, and I'll be honest with you, Gina, you know, the way the cards work in the universe usually works is they won't give you a blue peg to go in your car in the game of life unless it's open, right? Unless that space is open. The universe is like, no, it's got to be legit. But that being said, the energy and the connection is just there, and it is. And so the way it's coming through for you, my love, is even if you weren't coming into his life or in his life right now, you would be in it anyways. And it just so happens at this time. But it almost comes through as he appreciates it because he's feeling pretty wrong and pretty beat up with everything that's shaken down. So if anything, my love, you're giving him some support and saying it's okay.
That is so funny because he said the same thing, like, you, how have we met? Because the funny thing, we met on a dating app, and he said, I never done that. I was just playing around with something, and we just met up, and like, because I knew I would never have meet him because we live on opposite side of the city. So I knew I would never run into him. And it was just, he just said, I think it's just the universe brought us together. That's just what happened. I'm like, okay, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just know I'm crazy about him. I never felt this way. So I just, you know, I've been single for like 6 years now. So I, you know, it this is new to me, especially for him having that decision. But like I said, he does not have to rush it. I just want him to just do it on his time, not because I'm pressuring him, because I'm not going to do that. You do it because you want to do it. And that's it. I'm not owing him that. Mm-hmm.
My love, I'll tell you what. That's where it comes through to make the biggest difference, because you're not pressuring him. And it does feel like that makes a difference for him. What was coming through, too, I pulled a couple more cards when we were talking, and there is some relief and some relief for him. So you do bring that. I will be honest with you and say there are some decision-making, and that's going to be the biggest thing that's going to come up is, you know, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to do it. And then it's another thing to let everything fall the way it's going to fall. Right? So it's so easy to stay kind of hanging on that rope, and then if you're let go of it, oh my gosh, you're going to fall in the water, you're going to fall on the ground, you're going to belly flop, who knows? Right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing, you're going to be on the side no matter what, right? Cheering him on, and that also comes through for you because you see that light in him. So I do get some chains and shifts coming up, I'll be honest with you, Gina Mala. It might be a little more difficult for you because he goes through all of that almost like highs and lows, and then he's gone again, and then he comes back again.
And that's
so,
how it was. Is yes, and that's how it was. And I couldn't deal with that. I'm like, I can't do that. But now that I told him that he is different. Like now that I know that you feel that way, I can open up to you now. I'm like, what? It's just weird. Like why you can't open up to me? I guess maybe we were both scared. Like we don't know. Maybe she's tested or not.
You know, I'll tell you what, my love. Like I said, usually it's he's got to do his thing, which you're open to letting him do that. And then the universe is like, okay, well, you're not, you know, this relationship is going to hold much for you and you'll do your thing. But I do see it, this relationship holding for you, and I do see it holding for him. It's just when he goes through some of this stuff, it might be more difficult for you. But you're already aware of that and you're open to it. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's exactly what I told him. I was like, you know, I mean, I'm doing my thing too, but I'm not doing the stuff that I did before, like, you know, being that high school girl thing. I'm not doing that with him anymore. You know, if you want to reach out to me, reach out to me, and I text or whatever, but I'm all about your word. If you're going to do it, do it. I need somebody that's going to be there. You know, and I told him that, you know. And he said he's going to work on that. And he's like, I'm going to be there for you, and you know, stuff like that. And then it's fun, you know. And I just want him to know that I'm not going to pressure him. I'm not pressuring for no relationship. I'm just enjoying what we know now that it's like a big relief. Like, we can breathe now. Now we know what's on the table.
Yeah. That some of that pressure's gone. And when you were saying that, Gina Mullen, I'll tell you what. It was almost coming through as him not needing to feel like he's got to promise you the world. And he can step back from those promises in that word. And maybe it's just a day, or maybe it's a minute, or maybe it's a text, right? But, you know, we love to promise each other the world because you mean so much and we want to mean so much. But when you were saying that, it almost lets him know, hey, I got it. And you're just, for him giving him so much understanding, it really feels like he hasn't had that for a long time, or I don't want to say even ever, but it's just, you're like water for him. It just nourishes his soul, and that just, I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it, but you definitely, I don't say that to trap you in the relationship with him, but I just want you to know that's what you're bringing to him.
Yeah, exactly. And when he said, you know, you don't, he was really begging on the phone, like, I want you, I need my friend back. And I was like, he never said that. Or, I mean, he was saying things that he never said. I'm like, wow, you must really did miss me for 5 months. <You know? laughs> Like, what? Like, you really do care. You know, I didn't know, because I always tell him, I said, don't bring that side of you. Bring the side that I know that you have. You know, you bring me this, you know, hard exterior. Don't bring that to me all the time. I want the real you presented in front of me.
Not out of
you know?
Fear.
And exactly. And like, if me and you both feeling the same way, I guess it just had it be me the one to say it, to say how I felt. And like, You know, and I told him, and I told him those three words, Tina. I told him I love him.
Oh, my love.
I was like, oh, my God. And I told him, I said, you don't have to tell me. You don't even have to tell me. And I'm fine. I'm fine. And he was just, I just want to hug you right now. I'm like, what? Are you okay over there? Because he's not a one that would say I love you or mm-hmm. to someone. Mm-hmm. If that takes a lot, I do know that of him. So when I said that, I'm at that point. I'm a grown woman now. I mean, I'm not no 20. I'm in my 40s, early 40s. I mean, you know how we are mm-hmm. when we're real young. He better tell me he loves me. It's not like that. Like, he doesn't have mm-hmm. to tell me right now, and that's okay. But I say in due time, if he wants to say it, he will. I'm not gonna make him say mm-hmm. it. I'm not forcing nothing out of him. But he definitely,
yeah.
we definitely feel the same way, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing with you too, is I get that you're feeling. That's the thing, my love. You feel it, you sense it. You don't need to hear it back to feel like you're already getting mm-hmm. it back. But it also allows him a lot mm-hmm. of freedom, my love. And I keep saying the same thing, but it really feels like this is something that has been rare in his life, and you're giving it with vulnerability,
wow.
openness, and without fear. That is amazing. Yeah. So I say this too. I get goosebumps.
Wow.
It's like you are just bringing this, and he's like, I didn't even realize I needed it. But I tell you, you are just, yeah, I love you. Feed his soul. And I know it's difficult having these connections with people that are in relationships, and you've got your thing going on too. But
mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, there's definitely a connection there, and I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. We all love to think that karmic connection and instant attraction
right.
is like, oh no, it's like usually opposite.
I know.
A lot of heartache. But you're
yes.
holding your space,
yes.
and as long as you're clear on that, my love, I will say it will most likely come from your end that you have to keep holding that space, but you've got it right now, and you've got that source, so, you know, yeah, keep doing what
right.
you're doing, my
exactly.
love. But
I will. I just need some clarity from him. Just see what his headspace was, and hope I didn't scare
yeah.
him. Because I said, "You can run now. You can run now." And he's like, "Run for what?" I was like, "Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You sure you don't want to leave?" No. I'm like, "Oh, okay."
And that's the thing,
you know?
Too. That was coming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's coming through for him. Is he is, and Gina, you're picking up. He is in a space where he's got to make decisions. The thing with you is you're not saying to make a decision on your behalf. You're just saying, babe, you got to make your decision. And he's just in that space. And you're like, I got it. So mm-hmm. he might kind of surface with that. But again, you're not telling him, make the decision for me. He just got to make the decision for himself. That's where he is in life. Like I said, whether you came
mm-hmm.
in now or came in before or after, he would still be here making this decision. So
wow.
that might just take a little,
so it
you
was
follow?
Gonna,
yeah.
Yeah, it was going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And that just might
it
take,
was going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it might take a little bit longer for him to realize, oh, wait, this is totally unrelated, even though it's at the same time. It's unrelated,
oh.
even though it's at the same time. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I know.
Oh, that is
I know.
Crazy.
I know. It's that's
oh.
pretty, I know.
Wow. That is
so, my
crazy.
Love, I can tell you what. Got to make sure
yes.
you keep filling your cup, though. You got to make sure you're holding your space, because it will
right.
get a little more difficult for him. And when life picks back up, because it will, the phone calls are going to start, obligations are going to start, that stress is going to start again for him. So just know that. Keep holding your space and know that when life picks up, it's going to pick up for him too, my love. But it does look pretty solid for you too, I will say.
All right. That's a good thing. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yep. You got it going on, my love. You do.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful. Okay, now I know. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my love. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you, too. I would definitely keep you updated.
Please do. Please do.
I will.
Call me anytime.
I will.
Bye, my love. You take care. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Y'all, I just got to say this again. So I love reading cards, but I tell you what, even though I want you to just hold on for a second and envision yourself here, even though you are where you are right now, you are going to be there no matter what. Who and what is in your life right now is almost coincidence, but you are going to be here today, right here and right now, no matter what. It's almost like, again, if you're playing a game of life, Candyland, Chutes and Ladders, Twister. No matter what, you are going to be in that same spot. Who happens to land on your color or your space or is in your car is almost coincidence. But where you are today is where you're supposed to be. And I say that for y'all because, Gina, it's beautiful vulnerability and honesty with where you are, right? Because I know it's not tough to be in a romantic relationship with someone who's committed. There's so many things that are difficult about that. And there's so many things if you're in a relationship with someone and you feel like their heart is elsewhere. There's a lot to that too. Hey, I get both sides. I've been on both sides, to be honest with you. But I will say, no matter what, the way universe works, is you are going to be here today no matter what, right? So this outside peripheral occurrence that's happening, that how you decide to bring it in or keep it on the out is up to you. There's a lot of strength in that, but you got to have faith. You got to know, my love, that you are where you're supposed to be, who and what is around you, and you can decide what to do with that yourself. A lot of times we feel like we have to own up to everything or take responsibility for everything. Don't we all love to take responsibility? My fault, sorry, my bad, you're good. It's not about that. And really, it doesn't even have to be about right or wrong. It just is what you decide to do with it, how you hold it, where you go with it. That's all you, right? But you got to keep in mind, you're doing right, even if you feel like you're not. And despite everything that's shaken down, y'all, I want to say the biggest questions that still come to the table are what really moves you. Career, your background, where you come from, where you're going, romantic relationship, because at the end of the day, we're all these bright souls in this body, right, that are still waiting to shine. Our soul is still wanting to be there. How you express that, who connects with you, that can be a little bit different and make a difference. But you got to let your soul shine. And maybe it's who happens to surface on your right hand yellow, left foot red, right? That helps your soul shine. Side, nope, my soul shining without. And that's okay too. My loves, that being said, 760-888-5700 is our call and number. Oh, I always forget to tell you this. Take me up on my 2020 promotion. 20 minutes for $20. Y'all, to be honest with you, my regular rate is $3 a minute. I don't charge for a minimum. It's whatever moves you. We go from there. But 2020 is where it's at. So 20 minutes for $20. I'm not the best at math, I'll be honest with you, but I've narrowed it down to $1 a minute. You want to catch up with me? We can arrange that. You can find me at www.ihearotarot. Or you can call me, text me, 234-97-TAROT. I do believe we have one more caller on standby. My love, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my love, thanks for hanging in with me. Where are you calling in from?
From New York.
Oh, my love, and what's your name? Carla, my dear, what's on your mind?
Well, I recently moved to another department in the same place where I work, and I really liked my last department, but I I think I made an impulsive, like, decision to get myself out of there. I was really in a bad place, and I tried to reverse it, but I wasn't getting any feedback, so I thought maybe this is the right decision, but I'm so heartbroken over it, and now I'm like, what did I do? It was the best people that I could work with, and I didn't want to stay there.
So something moved you to want to request a transfer, even though you liked the people you were working with, but it sounds like the company or the business wasn't responsive, and they moved you, but now you're feeling like that wasn't the best thing for you.
Yeah, there were some things happening there that I didn't like, but it had nothing to do with the staff. And I just, some incident happened, and on that, based on that impulse, I decided to make a big deal out of it and got myself out of there to another unit, which is like, oh, God, do I really want to do this over, all over again? I don't. And the other, the new colleague isn't very nice or accepting of me either. And so now I'm like, what, you know, okay, still work, and but am I like, I'm so over it at this point.
And isn't that true, my love, Carla, with so much going on, it's like, really, we're bringing it to work. But are you kind of wanting to, are you wanting to see if this is going to even out with where you are now, or are you considering seeing if you can go back to where you were?
Basically, I think I don't think that is possible. I don't think I can go back, but I could maybe try in 3 weeks and say, look, and get a doctor's note and everything. Maybe that would help. But I think my heart is there. My heart is definitely not in this new place. This new place feels very cold. And so...
So let's look at this, Carla. Look at this. Immediately, I want to look at where you are now and just see if this is going to keep lasting, if it's going to warm up. And, you know, let me just look at that first. And then I know it's kind of an outside chance, and it would take some finagling and some to-do on your end to get back to where you were. But let me just look at that. So let me see, Carla. Let me just look at where you are right now, and if that's going to cool down. Okay, and then let me look at that, you being able to get back. Okay, well, I'm going to be honest with you, Carla. These are kind of extremes, and it feels like you're already aware of that. You're like,
I like my supervisor. I think she's okay, but I don't know.
So it feels like it is going to balance out for you where you are now, Carla, but it does feel like it's going to have to peak. And I don't really get that being having to do with you. I get it having to be with what's around you. And so it could be this coworker you're talking about or just business in general, but something is going to peak. And it almost comes through with they've got more shaken down either than what they're letting on, or they've got something else going on. It's just impacting everything. I do see this working out for you and you actually finding a nice balance, but it's going to be a little bit. I almost feel like it's going to be 2 to 3 months before you're like, you can walk in without being tense. Do you follow? So I know that's not the greatest news because 2-3 months is a long time.
No, I could care less if it works out in this unit or not, period. I could care less.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, my love, it is going to work itself out. It's just going to take some time. Now, here's the thing. Let me look back at where you were before. They're being really specific with it if you get to go back. And it could be, like you said, doing a doctor's note or whatever. It almost comes through as your other option is going to be if someone else leaves or for some reason is, I don't want to say terminated because that sounds so dramatic, but if something comes up. And then you can step back in. That space is open, and you'd be a natural. So
well,
that's still a little more extreme
right
for
now
you.
There's a spot open right now in that place.
Okay. Then Thank you for sharing that. It does feel like, my love, that's possible. The only other thing that's coming up for you is, for some reason, they're almost saying you wouldn't step right back into where you were. It would just be at a different level, and you'd have to work yourself up again, which you could, but it just feels like you wouldn't be right where you were to start. How about that? Or before you left.
I don't know what that means, though.
Meaning, if you go back, and I know you said a position's open, and so what I'm seeing is you could fill that position, but it almost feels like they're saying you wouldn't be right back where you were when you left. They would bring you back to that space, but it would just, okay, as long as you're clear on that. But yeah, otherwise I do see that, my love, being a very strong possibility for you.
I'd probably have to work my way up again and work the trust back up again.
Yes, that's exactly it. The thing with you is, though, you can, and you will, and you'll get there pretty quickly. It almost feels like it's with one person in particular, too. I'm getting a King of Swords that's showing up, and sometimes that has to do with a decision maker or someone that's less emotional about things, and they're more of like, this is just the job. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm seeing that surface for you, too, but you're already aware of that. So, my love, I do see... Either way, I still see with the company. I do see things working out with where you are right now. I do see more effort with where you want to get back to, but definitely see it happening for you too. So I know you're in a tough space now, but I see you being able to work through it, my love.
Oh, thank you. Wait, I just wanted to know your number. What's your number?
Yeah. Yes, my love. Thanks
Hold
for
on.
Asking.
Hold on. I'm going to put it in a text.
Okay, awesome.
What is it? One?
It's 1-234-97-TAROT.
TAROT. Oh, that doesn't work.
T as in Tom, like tarot.
I don't No, that's not going to text. I'm not getting, no, that's not working.
Try it without the one. Try 234.
No, I got to do it over again because that didn't work.
Okay.
That didn't work. I don't want you to say TR. I just want to get only the numbers.
234.
Yeah.
978.
Yeah.
2768.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, let me double check that for you, my love. I am pretty sure that is... 234-978-2768.
Yeah.
All right, my love. Shoot me a text then.
I did, yeah. Okay, thank you.
I got it. I'll respond. Thanks so much, Holly.
Sure.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. You know, I'll tell y'all what. If there's any... Not that we don't have a lot of lessons to be learned, right? But if there's any lesson that keeps surfacing with everything that is shaking down, it is that we're human. It is that nothing is perfect. It is that we all make mistakes. I don't mean that in the way of like, let's just write it off. But I mean it in the way of there's more going on that moves you, right? And for me, in this case, talking to Carla, it's the connection and the excitement and the potential of this relationship, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, operations. What is my phone number again, right? So it's almost just realizing what's moving us at the time that distracts us. It's not that we're not perfect. It's not that we're not beautiful. It's not that we're not whole, right? It's just that we are. And at that particular moment, a part of you, a part of your soul is surfacing more than usual, right? I just want to leave that with you because, again, we feel like everything has to be the right way. We feel like it has to look a certain way. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to someone just before the show, and they were talking about, you know, I'm going to call it a medical claim. I don't even know how you describe it. But, you know, it's so funny because he had mentioned a lack of empathy for others. And this is the first time in my life where I'm like, well, I kind of have some childhood trauma that has shifted me. And it just out of nowhere surfaced. And I was like, wow, but that's the truth. That's who I am. But it doesn't make anything one way or the other. That's just a part of my path, right? Maybe yours is different. Maybe it's the same. Y'all, take care. Thank you for tuning in, for being a part. I wish you blessings, health, light, and love. Staying grounded and staying in faith of what you believe and what moves you. Y'all can catch me here next week. You can also find me at www.ihearTarot or call me, text me, 234-97-TAROT. Y'all take care. Until next week.